Pittsburgh is known internationally for its jazz musicians. For more than a century, the city's African-American community has provided a unique environment that fostered the talents of world-renowned artists. In this installment of Art from the Ground Up, 90.5 WESA's Bob Studebaker explores how that happened.
On a recent Saturday night, people from all over Pittsburgh participated in a tradition that goes back generations. A community-oriented celebration of jazz took place at the Afro-American Music Institute on Hamilton Avenue in Homewood as part of their Jazz on the Loading Dock series, and it provides a window into the way this Pittsburgh musical tradition passes from established to aspiring musicians.
The black community in the segregation days was a music school. There was music coming out every door.
Dr. Nelson Harrison is a trombonist, a one-time member of the Count Basie Orchestra, and a lifelong Pittsburgher who grew up in the city's jazz community.
Whenever I meet a musician, especially if they're in the jazz world or trying to be, first question I ask them is, who are your mentors? It has to be somebody who spoke the language, because jazz is spoken music.
He says that when he was coming up more than 50 years ago, there were plenty of older musicians willing to pass on what they knew.
And so you found a way to get next to them. If you had a chance to talk to them, you had questions.
I thought Tommy Turrentine was just like wonderful. He was so knowledgeable.
In 2007, guitarist Joe Negri spoke about a musician who wasn't that much older than him, but knew things that he wanted to learn.
He knew the theory behind stuff, and he was very liberal in sharing it with us all.
It was informal instruction that happened at the clubs, people's homes, and often at Local 471.
It was a union. It was an AFL-CIO union.
These were the days of segregation, and this was the Black Musicians Union. Local 471 was chartered in 1908 and was located on Wiley Avenue in the Hill District. It provided a gathering place for musicians to rehearse and to socialize. While during those days white musicians had to join the white local, they were welcomed socially at Local 471. Here again is Joe Negri.
As far as the musicians were concerned, we got along beautifully. We just all hung out together.
Nelson Harrison speaks highly of one of his most important mentors, Judge Warren Watson.
He taught us how to play jazz, how to articulate it. There's a different language. There's a dialect. It's not from the music, sheet music. It's the way you play the sheet music.
For Harrison and many others, that teaching often took place at the Union Hall of Local 471.
It was a place where you could find that language spoken.
But things changed. Urban renewal in the late 1950s displaced thousands of Hill District residents and hundreds of businesses. In the 1960s, the city's black and white unions were forced to merge by the American Federation of Musicians. Eventually, most jazz musicians left the union. Local 471's Union Hall was no longer available for jam sessions and informal instruction. And the business of live music changed too, says Harrison.
Venues come and go. You see that all the time. There are no after-hours clubs anymore. That used to happen all the time. We used to play till daylight.
I feel as if I'm in the last group of guys to go through the after-hour gigs.
That's 31-year-old drummer Javon Rushton, who is now taking his turn, passing along what he knows to young musicians.
It's exciting because it lets me know that jazz is not going to die.
That grassroots, community-based approach to passing on the jazz tradition is still in 21st century Pittsburgh. At the Afro-American Music Institute and other places, this city continues to incubate the talents of musicians who are known around the world. Dr. Nelson Harrison, for instance, has been teaching at the AAMI since the 1980s, and he will likely be there this Saturday night as their Jazz on the Loading Dock series continues. With Art from the Ground Up, I'm Bob Studebaker, 90.5 WESA News.